This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Says the Zohar Kadosh, Parashat Shemot, Ele Shemot, Bnei Yisrael, Abchiyah Patach, Al Tilcham Et Lechem Ra'ayn, Ve'al Titav Lematem Otav. Don't fight a person that's stingy and don't desire his delicious food. Al Tilcham Et Lechem Ra'ayn, why not? Begin the Nama, O Anaad, Ehu Barnash, Deave Ra'ayn, Lav Yehu Kedai Lemeichal, Ulimit'ane Mine. Lechem is also milashon al tilcham. Tilcham milashon lechem, which means bread. Don't eat the bread of a person who's stingy. Why not? Says the Zohar, fascinating chidush. He says like this: it's not worthwhile eating it. Not that it's necessarily asur. It's not worthwhile. You're losing out. Why? Deikad nachtu Yisrael mitzrayim laitemun na'amad mitzrayeh laishteviku begaluta velaikunlon mitzrayeh. If Am Yisrael would not eat from the bread of the Egyptians, they would not have any control over Am Yisrael. They would not be able to enslave them, because the pasuk says ki lo yochlun haMitzrim leichol et haIvrim lechem ki toevai leMitzrayim. They weren't allowed. They didn't want to feed Am Yisrael bread. They didn't want to eat together with Am Yisrael. Lo yochlun haMitzrim leichol et haIvrim. They don't eat together with Jews. And that is a stingy person. A stingy person that you eat with gets control over you. Am Yisrael were only able to be enslaved because they ate from the Egyptians. Amar le Rav Yitzchak, v'ha gzera itgazar. There was a gzera, a gzera ben ha-betarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu that Am Yisrael will go le'eretz lo lahem v'avadum v'inu otam. So what's going on with that? Says Rav Yitzchak, still, it didn't have to happen in Mitzrayim. That's the answer of the Rambam. That's the terutz the Rambam gives. Amar lekulayu kedekayaut. You're right. Am Yisrael was supposed to be enslaved, but didn't have to happen in Mitzrayim. Such a harsh thing in the worst countries of all. Daloit gazar b'Mitzrayim dafka. Daloktiv ki geri ezaracha b'eretz Mitzrayim. It doesn't say that Am Yisrael will be enslaved and go to exile and work in Mitzrayim. No. Ela b'eretz lo lahem. Any other land, as long as it's not the land of Am Yisrael. It could have been any other place, afilu be'ara'acha. Why is it that the Mitzrim were able to take Am Yisrael under them? Because Am Yisrael ate from their bread, and they were stingy. They didn't want to eat together with Am Yisrael. That gave them the ability to enslave Am Yisrael. Amar Rav Yitzchak, mandi u'bal nefesh. If you see a person that's very hungry, don't sit together and eat with him. Demechle yatir mishar b'nei nasha. If a person like that eats more than regular people, stay away. Don't eat together with him. Oman diu azil batar me'oi. Person is a big bal ta'ava. Ya'ara be'ur ha'ayin. Ikos garme ve'lo yichol minam adile. It's better to break your bone and don't eat together with him. De'let na'am abisha be'alma. There's no bread that is bad in the world except me'ahu lechem ra'ayin. And that's what it says in the pasuk. Ki lo yichlun ha'ivrim ha'mitzrim lechol et ha'ivrim lechem. Take a look at the pasukim in Mishlei. They say that pretty much openly. The whole perek is talking about that. The perek of Gimel, it says, "Ki teshev lilchom et Moshel, bin tavin et asher lefanecha." When you sit to eat together with somebody invites you to eat bread. Ki teshev lilchom, again, lilchom is lechol. Rashi says it's melashon lechem, melashon achila. Et Moshel, bin tavin et asher lefanecha. Open your eyes, open your heart, and try to understand what's in front of you. Who's the one feeding you? Is he giving it with full heart or is stingy? That's how Rashi explains. Then libcha ladat miu imeinot tzara o yafa v'samta sakin beloecha im ba'al nefesh ata. If you see that such a person is stingy, put a knife in your throat and don't eat from him. Rashi says samta sakin beloecha belechayecha im ra'ita eino tzara al tochal mishalo. If you see he's stingy, don't eat from him. Im ba'al nefesh ata im ra'aftan ata. If you are a hungry person, still you shouldn't eat from him. But what should you do? Im ra'aftan ata v'tayev le'echol, tov litchov sakin ben shinecha. It's better to take the knife, stick it between your teeth, put it in your mouth, and don't eat from him. Samta sakin be'loecha im ba'al nefesh ata. Al tit'av le'matem otav. Don't go and eat together with him that food. V'u lechem kezavim. That's not a good bread. Al tilcham et lechem ra'ayin. Ve'al titav lematem otav. Could be that is the reason the halacha in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Ayin says that nekiyei hadat sheberushalayim lo hayu mesubim beseuda ela im ken yodim mimesev imahem. Those tzadikim in Yerushalayim would not sit together to eat bread or to eat food together with people they didn't know. They had to know the people they're sitting together with. Why? Why do you need to know? So Rashi tells us, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch brings down, because it's gnai letalmid chacham lishev etzel am haaretz besuda. Maybe it's am haaretz. And it's not respectful for talmid chacham to sit together with am haaretz. But the Gemara didn't say that reason. That is Rashi's reason. Could be, according to the Zohar, the reason is because maybe the person that you're sitting together with, he sees all the food, and every time you take one thing from the table to eat, he's like, oh, he feels he's taken away from me. He's grabbing away from me. All the food on the table, I want to eat. It's all for me. So since they didn't know, they wanted to keep clean. You know what? I'm sitting on the table. I don't want anybody that might be stingy. Because if I sit together with somebody who's stingy and I eat from that bread, he controls me afterwards. And that is the power that the Mitzrim had over Am Yisrael. They came to eat by them. And because of that, they were able to enslave them. Says the Zohar, be very careful. If you sit together with somebody, even if he gives you something to eat, but if he didn't give it full-heartedly, he's a stingy person. Not only that it's not a good bread, but that gives him control over you, and be very careful from such a thing.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.